You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, Sleep Time's Over, Break Time Bonus. First ever, instead of doing reviews, we are doing versus reviews.
Yes.
Which is, we got the OG, everybody loves him, Nas.
Nas, new album.
With Nas, it's called Nasir, right?
Nasir.
Versus
J-Rock's
new album. J-Rock, called Redemption.
So how are we going to do this? This is the first time we're doing this. So we're going to play each album and review each album? Or are we comparing?
You know, we'll play, review, and then say which one's better, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. We play both albums, review.
Right.
Got it. Yeah. So we're going to start with the Nas album. This is part of the fourth in the weekly Kanye West release party. Every week, Kanye got a new album, right? So Kanye got Pusha T, Kanye's album. We reviewed both of them. Then you got the Kid Cudi, the kids, Kid See Ghosts. And then you got Nas.
Gosh.
So now we have Nas. We're going to talk about Nas. And let's go with... Did you listen to this whole thing, first
of all? I listened to it twice and about 2.5 times.
Okay. This is his 11th studio album.
Wow.
Now put that in perspective right now.
I can't name all 11.
Exactly.
And I consider myself a fan? I'm a bad fan.
See, I've talked about this with you before. I'm saying Nas is the most overrated guy of all time. He's a great lyricist.
11 albums.
He has 11 albums. You can't name any of them. Except Illmatic, right?
Illmatic, Stillmatic.
Nas, right?
Nas,
It Was Written.
It Was Written.
Godson.
Godson.
And then it gets kind of cloudy, doesn't it?
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got bad marketing. He can't make a chorus. He can't do a song by himself unless he has Lauryn Hill.
It's crazy. Shout out to Osna. He posted something on his Instagram about, at one point, Nas was in limbo.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a record label. Because, you know, everybody goes Nas versus Jay debate.
Right.
And Nas was like going, he was like, was going to sign with like, so like, what was that called? Cash Money or whatever. He's basically, you know, doing one of those.
Yeah.
Jay-Z became the president of Def Jam. And boom. So that put everything in perspective for me. Because I was always Nas over Jay.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, Jay bossed it up.
Oh, clearly.
Like, I was like, wow, that's a great perspective.
Right.
JB, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, you're exactly right. And I've had a...
I think Jay-Z had a hit on every album.
Yes. Because he has better marketing. He knows how to make hit records. He knows how to make his money off of those hit records. Nas is doing what Jay-Z... Jay-Z is doing what should be doing.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Nas should be doing all of the Jay-Z moves, but he's never done any of those Jay-Z moves, if that makes sense.
Right.
And that's how it's been for his career.
Yeah.
And he has his own label now after a while. Okay, Mass Appeal Records. Yeah, okay, great. It ain't Rockefeller.
No.
Jay-Z is now owning NBA teams for a minute.
Yeah.
He's got Tidal, that music service.
Which is lose money.
Right.
Remember that people got caught. I think he got caught for inflating numbers. Like, Nas has Mass Appeal Records. He owns a couple other things. Not on the scale of Jay.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, he kept it underground. You know, he's making his money. You don't got to worry about waking up being broke.
I'm sure he's okay.
Legacy-wise, yeah.
Let's look at it. Yeah. I mean, look at the body of work we talked about.
I mean, Jay-Z. But anyway.
Jay-Z's body of work is far surpassed than Nas's body of work.
Yeah.
Because we all still love Illmatic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
That's kind of true.
So... let's go to the new Nas album. All
right, here we go. Produced by Kanye West.
So let's start with the Puff Daddy track. Starts it off, Not For Radio.
Yeah.
Featuring Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy does his yelling.
Basketball season begins.
Let's go. Here we go. There you go, Puffy. Let's go.
Gosh.
That's right.
Oh, sorry.
Get ready. Black Egyptian gods. Come on. From heaven. Blessed, dressed in only go yard. Homie, go hard. Let's stone and rob it in a stolen car. Shoot the ballot box. No voter card. They all are frauds. Senegal's finest. Minerals, diamonds. The earth is cursed. Of course, the very classic Kanye production where it's very orchestra, dramatic. John Williams, Star Wars.
Nice.
You know. See, this is one of the songs I like.
That's true, yeah.
I like this one.
Kind of funny how that works, right?
Yeah.
The Puffy song.
Yeah. Because this Kanye matched Nas well on this one. comparing me to his nonsense. Show gratitude in the presence of dominance. Yes, there you go. I think they scared of us. Yeah. I think they scared of us. See, dramatic Kanye song. Track one. Not
the singer on that was Daniel Balubuena. Balbuena.
Okay.
Goes by 070 Shake.
Got it. What do you think?
I mean, that song was good.
I give that a 3.5 mic jam.
Yeah, 3.5 mic is good. Yeah, okay. three mic jam for
okay.
me.
Okay. 3 mic jam. Okay, yeah, let's go to the next one.
Next this one, is, bro, featuring Kanye.
This is featuring Kanye. Let's go with it. Of course, there's a lot of talking, you know, dramatic buildup.
That sample I like. You turn a little louder.
Yeah. Oh.
You be trying to get home, you know. You're cool. I like the sample. I like yes. the I love the sample. But when it comes in, I got problems. Is it Richard Pryor?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, I like this right here, but it doesn't stop. I don't wanna hurt nobody. It keeps playing. We just came here to party. See a few like that Drake song that samples Lauryn Hill or whatever.
Yes.
I hate, dude. I do not like this style.
Just go with the sample and then cut off it.
Cut it out.
Cut it off. You can't have talking over talking.
I don't. Sorry, it's not fresh to me. It's
hotter than July. You can't have talking over talking.
Cannot, dude.
In any aspect.
Yeah. See, I have a problem with this, being that I make beats and I produce. Like, you could have did so much with this beat. Cut the beat out, and you could have phrased it, where you could have sampled cop shot. You know, cop shot.
Well,
cop kid. You know, like, leave it stuttering and give space for Nas to flex.
Well,
all you hear is cop shot the kid. You're like,
I mean, it was cool, but then cut it,
bro.
It's a cool Slick Rick sample, great.
Yeah, great sample.
I'm sure like New York is banging that song away.
Yeah.
But still, it's annoying. You can't have talking over talking. Annoying. Because all you can think of is that sample continuing in your head, stuck in your head, annoying you while Nas is doing his.
And the thing is, he's trying to bring a message. That's the irritating part about it.
Right.
Is he trying to tell a message about police brutality?
Of course.
Thinking.
Right.
Right.
But it's already annoying because we're annoyed from that sample.
Like, shut the sample off, filter it out, give a baseline. Let's go. Here two mics.
Two mics. Yeah, that's a two mic song. Let's go to the next one. Bonjour.
People liking this one.
Yeah. This is my other favorite.
This sounds like older Kanye, right?
Yes.
I should be more mature. Sure, I'm spoiled. Hit up the south of France at the tour. Bonjour. How many girls pre-bake?
Yeah, this is Kanye. This is like... So she can have a straight. She still gets slayed. Bonjour, not for radio, should be the single, yeah? Want the whip mad at. Want her ass the fattest.
Beat it. Thriller jacket. A street metaphor. See, this perfectly complements Nas' style.
Yeah.
It's still the dramatic Kanye beat, but it works.
I do think they could have worked on this part. It's not as strong as it should be.
The vocal should be stronger?
Or just...
What should it be?
Maybe the harmony or the way it's delivered could be better.
Mm.
It's good, but it could be... I think Tony Williams could have... Whoever orchestrated it, or, you know, maybe Kanye was telling him how to sing it.
Right.
It could have been something different with that. I think would have made the track stand out.
Okay, gotcha.
That might be one of the best tracks on the album.
Yeah. I give that 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5. Strong 3.5.
Yep. Okay, let's go with White Label.
Yeah, okay, sure. Why not?
Right. Sound like Mike Geronimo.
White Label. I like the fact that he named it White Label. That's one mic already. Yeah. Wish they never used a sample. Played out.
It's scratching.
Sounds fake though.
Yeah.
It does. Is this the one that keeps that saying and going on throughout the whole thing?
I think so. It's dramatic. Like all Kanye's beats, dramatic.
Two mics.
Yeah, see, the beat just gets more nuts and nuts and nuts. I don't like this at all.
Kanye has to understand. Nas's voice is an instrument in itself.
Yes.
Like his voice is so distinctively not, right. I mean, an instrument.
Right.
That all that gonna what is that?
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Nas can rap over drums and sound dope.
Right. You can't have people talking over people. You can't have this talking over him.
But that just shows what's going on in Kanye's head.
Right.
Everybody's going to be like, I guarantee people are not going to like this review.
It was just too confusing. Yeah. It was just, it's not, I mean, not really confusing. It just was too annoying.
Yeah.
That song. I give that song like a one mic.
Yeah.
Because Nas, all he needs is one mic.
That's true. I give one mic too then.
There you go. All right, final review.
Yeah, throw another one in there.
Throw another one in there? Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Well, there's only 7 songs.
I like that it's not trappy, though.
No, not trappy.
Right? But you're like, okay, it's not trappy. There's not like water sprinkler hi-hats. So I got to applaud Kanye for that.
Right.
And the beat that he had that wasn't like the constant vocals in it.
Yeah.
Was pretty dope, dude.
Was dope, right.
Yeah.
And it's 7 songs only. Much like the typical album of 2018. 20 minutes. In and
out. Shows the laziness, dude. That shows the laziness and greatness of people.
Right.
There are no great artists anymore.
No.
Maybe Childish Gambino might be the last
one. Might be, yes.
Right?
Here we go. Let's go with everything.
Okay.
Because when it comes down to it, it's everything.
You a fan of The Dream?
He's got his moments.
Word.
This is the longest song of the album. 7 minutes. Wow. This is like Muddy.
Roller Skate Saturday Remix.
It's like Rapper's Delight. Don't think the same as everyone else. I had
everything. Is Kanye right now?
I could change it. It is, right?
Still Dream?
I changed it. It's Kanye. It's gotta be Kanye.
Pretty good. I mean anything. Better. I would change everything. You would?
You would.
Kanye would? For real?
He's in Wyoming.
Dark boy, don't you cry. There's too much life left in those eyes. Dark boy, don't you cry. What about us light-skinned brown guys?
You're not supposed to trust them, light-skinned brothers.
Dark boy, don't you
cry. What I've been
Dark
told.
Boy. They're just human.
What I've been told. What I've been told. Clay Thompson.
Clay Thompson.
Steph Curry.
Oh. Let them come to you
for your dramatic. You just see Kanye standing in the studio right now. Just
yeah, this is a Kanye beat from 808 Heartbreak. You know. Same as everyone else.
Very dramatic.
Hey yo, hey yo. Hey yo.
Push a button.
Yo. The same as everyone else. Yo. New York streets.
Is it dramatic like this?
Blunt raps.
And Brooklyn. Nas are just like.
Yo, hey yo, hey yo. Hey yo, no, cocaine bricks from Cubans.
Wow, right, there you go.
Yeah, hey yo, hey yo. Black boy cry on the street.
Cost mom smoking crap. Wow.
Kanye's like, nah, this is Nas' album, but I'm gonna get mine.
Nah, not yet, not yet.
I'm gonna get mine.
Yeah.
Can we fast forward to some Kanye, some rapping here?
He still wants everything.
You got it, bro.
We're 4 minutes in. He still wants
Where's
everything.
Where's Nas? Nas was in the bathroom. Like I ain't had no
money. Yellow taxi Number two. Seats over Maybach seats, just to remind me. Just 5 minutes in, Nas makes an appearance. Stay focused, it's a real sick society. Just cause I got your support. It sounds like a Common commercial from Microsoft. By the slave masters where Forget my it. Ancestors live. Just to say a rapper made a change. The pant saga put plans in action to lay claim the Pan-African made it happen. Back again.
Okay.
Two mics. Final verdict on the Nas album. Not for radio. Hot. Bonjour. Hot. Cop Shot the Kid. Not hot.
Two mics. Sorry. For me, two mics. I got you a two micer.
Now, I initially posted 2.5 on Instagram. Then I drove around and listened to it. It sounds good in the car. But when it all comes down to it with this review, I'm going to go 2.5. I'm going to go back to 2.5.
So around 2.5. I'll push it up 2.5 then. Sure, really? Why not? Yeah.
So we're in the twos for Nas.
Nas, okay.
We're in the twos for Nas as 5-0 drives down the block.
Drives down the block.
Kids in the Hall.
All right.
Okay, next we got album 2. The new one from J-Rock.
Hey!
Yep.
TDE.
He's been kind of hiding in the... Not many people talking about J-Rock.
Nah, not people talking about J-Rock. You know, yeah. I think the Kanye thing, you know, with all the album trapping.
Right.
J-Rock being the less... Right. Maybe not the most popular.
Well, he's the top dog camp guy.
Yeah.
Right? And that's like what? That's what? Kendrick?
Kendrick. SZA. Absol. SZA.
Schoolboy.
Schoolboy.
There we go. Yeah. From Watts. All right.
Is Daniel Caesar in that crew?
No. Ooh. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Let's go with it. Here we go. First
Here
we track.
Go. Let's go, J-Rock.
The bloodiest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Blood runs cold.
See, I like this. The feeling, man.
Album, by the way, 13 songs, 44 minutes.
Yeah.
Welcome back to 1999. On this.
There you go.
See, totally different atmosphere than what we previously heard. No dramatic, straight in. We're in. Let's get in.
You gotta.
Nice. That's nice.
I like it, dude. I mean,
I like it. That's hot.
Maybe because we heard 11 albums of Nas, so J-Rock's a fresher beat, even though he's been around for a minute.
Right.
His voice is fresher.
No, you're right again, because I have kind of a chip on my shoulder with Nas.
Right. Because
for years,
you definitely do.
I have a chip on my shoulder because for years we've been anticipating, waiting. When is Nas gonna put out a good album after Illmatic? Every time Nas comes out with a new album, what do we always say? Oh, this could possibly be the next Illmatic.
Yeah.
Oh, Godson, the next Illmatic. Yeah. Got Yourself a Gun. Great song. No, it's not. I Know I Can. Really? With Kids? Quite frankly. Made You Look was kind of the closest thing to Illmatic.
Yeah.
And that's still kind of generic.
It's like a hot beat to juggle.
That is correct.
I mean, you know, and DJs know. Made You Look.
It's a hard beat to blend.
Yeah, it's a hard beat.
It's a live beat. It's a live
song. But it's a great one to just like doubles, man.
Right. It's a man song, but
yeah, that's a straight hip hop.
But then this right here, J-Rock.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
Feeling it, bro. That's a good three mic right there.
That's a good three mics, yes.
Right? Okay, next.
Okay, here we go. The next one. This is something we say all the time. We say knock it off.
Knock it off.
Here we go, let's go.
Dear God, I wanna thank you for this big redemption. Dear God, I wanna thank you for this bad bitch I got on my side.
There you go. Sound like Shaquille O'Neal.
It does.
Yeah, give me a second.
Here we go, Kenny.
Dear God, I want to thank you for all these dollars and gold.
Top off. You ain't me, nigga. Knock it off. You ain't me, bitch. Knock it off.
There we go.
Top off. You ain't me, nigga. Knock it off. You ain't me, bitch. Knock it off. Eastside Johnny on one. Ain't no question what it is. 223, I'll let you on one if you come between my.
It's for the kids, man. Yeah. I like it. It's cool, man. I mean, I don't really care. It gets a little Migos-y.
I'm not mad at that.
You know,
that little
bubbly kind of. It's there almost.
It's almost there, but it's still nice.
It's nice, too.
Three mics?
And see, that's the only problem I had with this album was everything's trappy. Everything has the water sprinkler hi-hats, which I wish he would have flipped maybe a couple tracks, because a lot of these beats you can get the hats to regular hats.
Right.
Just that a lot of that makes me irritating.
Mm. It's catchy though.
It's catchy, but you could have. There's ways to get around it without doing.
Okay, right. Got it.
Right, you know.
Got it. Well, speaking of catchy guys,
I think that one is looking good. That's a solid three.
I say three.
Yeah.
Here we go with Osom featuring Good Long Term. Long time close personal friend.
Hey, I friends of
J. Cole. Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's what we do with a lot of women in the heyday. I don't know. I don't know why I just said that. Sorry.
The Rock got a mansion, 30K to my mom. The hood turned up, bitches, bottles, dope, and all that stuff.
Solid, let's go, J. Cole.
J. Cole, he's good in this one.
At the zine in a baby bottle, meditating on daily dollars. Lately problems stem from my dish, cause she know I still fuck with my baby mama. So they be drama in the house. I got to find an outlet. Waiting on the plug just like a fucking outlet. Fuck it, I'm turning my phone off. Fantasies of grabbing the heat and burning my nose off. Plan, niggas might not know, but I'm slightly throwed off. And I might need Zoloft. For now, these Annie's a dude. Hit a sound, a minute depressive that ain't been prescribed.
Solid stuff again.
Anywho, boy, when you got it, you keep a close watch on the ones that's befriending you. Them will be the ones that envy you.
Yeah, I think this is a solid 3.5.
I like it, yep.
Not a 4, 3.5.
Not a 4, 3.5.
So far, so good.
J. Cole adds to that.
Averaging a good solid 3 right now.
Let's go with Wild Freestyle featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Of course, of course, you gotta do it.
Yeah, yeah. Can we get it how we used to get it, like when Top had the red charger? Can we get it how we used to get it, like when Top had
the red charger? Alright, sounds like NWA, something to dance to. Hey, get off the piano! Can we get give me something to dance to.
Give me something to dance.
Cap on, and I got racks on. Spent 4 nights in the country, I like then take my rich ass back home. Glow so bright, I can make moonlight, see this ain't like your pheromones. New one, big gun, baritone. Who won? We won, your home. We old school like Chapado. My old school made doctor no. My old school made hard knock. Black on black, my coupe and strap. I'm balling on the hard top. I told y'all to call top. Now my number car block. I don't miss a car shot. Hold up, yeah. Cap on. Then I got racks on.
What if this is a real freestyle?
And I produce that diesel. I can put Shaq on. I can put Shaq. Nigga, hey. Your bitch don't leave.
It
you ain't got backbone.
Kind of sounds
that
like
it. That does kind of sound like it.
I just go on bread chase. Whoa, this so fucking dope. I might catch a fed case. Whoa.
Like the beat, dude.
Yeah.
The beat is hot right here. Yeah.
Cap
on, and I got racks on. Don't be bitter, yo, dope. They reconsider that shit be stepped on. Eastside Johnny way out that project, but then I get my rep on. Fuck yo, feeling no question, bitch. I kill it, I bring that check home. We old school like Domino. My old school make lawyers know. My old school a matchbox. Black on black, bad bitch in the back. We ballin' on the hard top.
Got this is nice. This is
dope.
Now my number
this is it.
Block. We don't miss we car shots.
This is nice.
And they rap together.
Yeah. They rap together?
That's for it, a little bit.
I told her I do.
Cap on, cap on. Drum hole 30, no add-on. Little man, I don't want to go bad on. Big kids stand bold out when you lack on. You ain't no man, you a mouse in a rat hole. I hold band, no stack, that's factual. Caught Big Ten on the island, bashful.
Fuck your plan, I'ma burn that castle. Fuck that plan, I'ma burn that task force. It's big murder when I say go. How about not that fan with the black
skin? This is it. This is a 4.
That's a 4 right there, dude.
That's solid
it,
4.
It went slow and it came out and it just came with it.
And then they went back
yeah.
off each other. You don't see that
you
a lot.
See it, dude. I like that.
That's it.
Wow, a 4. I like that. It made me feel good.
That's a 4.
I
yeah.
feel like hip hop's alive.
Hip hop is alive.
And Nas said hip hop's dead.
Well, go figure. Nas. Yeah. Yeah. All you get is one mic, Nas.
Yep.
Literally.
That's gonna go back to him bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's bad.
Okay, so let's compare. We're now at.
Did we do enough songs? Is that
I
good?
Think we. I think we got it. Well, you want to?
Let's
go.
See.
We'll go one more. One more for.
Well, there's futures. The future one. The SZA one.
We'll do the SZA.
Jeremiah one.
You gonna do tap out with Jeremiah? Let's go.
I mean,
let's do it.
With damn shit like we been lit. Face down, ass up, bitches.
Whoa.
Oh, this is hot.
It is,
this
dude.
This club. Is, let's get it going.
Play in the club, bro.
Let's put them up.
Chorus. And it's at the UFC, bro. All the local brothers getting nuts.
They all.
Time to grab the chick by the waist.
They all doing the hands like this.
Beer,
double fisted.
Double fisted.
That's it, bro. This is us. This
wow.
is it.
Play the quick scissor. He didn't even rap yet. It's a 4. he didn't rap it before.
Not even really rapping. This is just Jeremiah.
That's a nice. That's nice, dude. Nah, it's good, dude. I mean, shoot, 4.
That's 4.
Easy 4, dude.
All right, that's 4.
Try to play it on with scissors. Gotta play it on with scissors. She's hot. Everybody loves SZA.
Everyone loves SZA.
Here we go. It's called Redemption. Woo! I already like the beat. You know me. This beat, fire. Hey, yo.
Yeah. This is a nice one.
Already.
Nice intro.
Second chance in life, what would you do? Would you put the pills down, throw out the lean to?
Treat your baby. See, this one doesn't have the trappy hats. That's why it's nice. Peace with your enemies, keep the water under the bridge. I think about if my motorcycle crash was fatal. Try to get through the scissor part. Four mic for me.
This is another four mic song.
There you go, that's all I need to hear. Let's do this. So Nas, we got 2.5. J-Rock is averaging 4 mics.
Yeah.
4.9-ish, maybe. I mean, 3.9. We're on the 4. I mean, we didn't even hear all the songs. And he gave us 13 songs. Nas gave us 7. So we got to go with J-Rock having almost pretty much a 4-mic album.
Well, in the battle between the two albums, J-Rock hands down.
Oh yeah,
let's establish that.
Yeah, wait, but single review.
For the single review, because it was thoroughly entertaining throughout. Right. I gotta go 4 mics.
I go 4 mics too. So Nas 2.5, J-Rock 4.5. Nas versus J-Rock on the albums. Nasir versus Redemption.
Oh.
Verdict.
No doubt.
J-Rock,
no doubt.
Yeah. Knock out.
Knock them out.
Hands down. I mean, there really is no debating. No. We're old heads, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Right? People put us in that category.
We're old.
Right? You think, oh, you guys will like Nas. Nah. Hip hop, man.
It's music is supposed to be entertaining.
Yes.
This is all the entertainment industry. The J-Rock album was clearly entertaining, well put together.
Yeah.
Hip hop is the name of the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, I think it felt like Nas only really snapped on his first track.
Yeah. That was
the hip-hop. Rest was like, cool.
Right. Go figure that this track with Puffy is the one.
Puffy, right? And Puffy snapping too,
well,
so.
Yeah, Puffy just, you know, with a little intro. But it's hip hop to the core of what that is.
Yeah, dude.
Straight, get in, get out. Nothing overly dramatic like the Nas song.
Oh, that one was
Let's
minutes.
Have the girl sing for 5 minutes and then Nas come on the last 2 minutes. No.
When it's a Nas album.
Right.
That song could have gotten way better if it was orchestrated better, you know?
Right.
But straight up, man.
It tried too hard. The Nas album tried too hard.
This fight, I think it might be, if this was a real fight, this would have went 2 rounds.
Wow. So round one, Nas come out with the Puffy song.
Yeah.
To back, he's still in the hunt.
Yeah, J-Rock's just kind of dodging.
Dodging and weaving. Then
to round two, J-Rock's just firing already.
Right.
Round three, stop the fight, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
TKO winner of this first annual. Even why do we gotta stop doing annual stuff? Of our first versus review.
Our first try at this.
The winner of Nas versus J-Rock. And
J-Rock.
The reason why I said Nas first because he's the OG. J-Rock.
That's it.
Hit us up on sleeptimesover@gmail.com. Get us at sleeptimesover on IG and comment.
Yes.
And let us know what
YouTube
you think.
YouTube channel, yes.
Yeah, let us know what you think, man. About what you think about the Nas, J-Rock, what you like. Maybe some of the songs that we didn't cover.
Right.
Let us know, like, yo, you guys gotta check out this song. We checked out pretty much all the Nas songs.
Well, there's only 7 of them.
Yeah.
And it was only 20 minutes long, so what do you want?
They missed out a bunch of, you know.
It's like, a lunch break.
Yeah, it is a lunch break. So, you know what I mean? Big up J-Rock, big up TD, big up Nas, big up Puffy, man. I'm not even mad at Kanye.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? But we're just keeping it real, hip-hop.
Yes.
It's got to be like that
That's
nowadays.
The name of the game.
Sleep time's over.
Bonus.
Cap the Catalyst.
What did you call this earlier?
Break
bonus.
Breakout bonus.
Breakout bonus. Breakout bonus.
Yeah, breakout bonus.
That's good.
Sleep time's over. Cap the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Breakout bonus.
Shout out.
Nas versus J-Rock. Album review and versus.
Square Barrels, Earl Kaimuki, Honolulu Club, 7th floor, Patreon. Yes, out.
Woo!
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.